God's silence does not alter faith.
Integrity is the only path forward when facing God's silence. God's silence alters the intensity of our temptation, but it never alters our standing orders. It does not encourage abandoning faithful suffering for the gospel. In my years as a counselor and a student of identity, I recognize three resources for navigating the messes of this life. Believers need an archive of mastery, their past, a fixed future, their destination, and most importantly, a secure home base, the internal integrity of their core identity made possible by God's indwelling. I recently watched the film Silence, which many praise as a masterpiece of faith. But as a Christian counselor who illuminates the path for others, I found it to be something far more dangerous, a manual for compromise. The story follows a Jesuit priest, Rodriguez, who is squeezed by a hostile inquisitor. He is told that if he steps on an image of Christ, a public act of apostasy, the torture of innocent villagers will stop. He eventually breaks, hearing a voice tell him that stepping is the most compassionate thing to do. To the world, this looks like a breakthrough. To a true believer, it is a deceptive attack on faith. The world values compassion above absolute truth. But God never compromises who He is for the sake of avoiding suffering. Three lies when facing God's silence. The movie attempts to persuade the viewer into accepting three fundamental lies that mirror the devil's tactics in the wilderness. 1. The lie of superior compassion frames the refusal to betray your faith as pride. It suggests that the only way to be truly loving is to abandon your home base. This is a trap. If you destroy your internal integrity to help someone, you no longer have a solid ground to stand on to help anyone. 2. The lie of the silent signal suggests that because God is silent during the squeeze, we are free to interpret that silence as permission to compromise. But a fixed future means the standing orders have already been given. Silence in the present is a test of your map, faith, not an invitation to draw a new one. When the sky goes dark, you don't throw away the compass. You trust the reading you took while it was light. 3. The lie of incongruity teaches that you can live a life of external betrayal while maintaining internal integrity. But health means integrity and congruity. When your exterior action contradicts your interior reality, you create friction that leads to spiritual and psychological decay. Jesus remained unbroken when facing God's silence. We are told that Rodriguez's compromise was an act of imitating Christ. This is the ultimate deception. Consider Jesus in the wilderness. He was in the ultimate squeeze, starving, isolated, and under high-pressure temptation. The devil offered him bread, physical relief, and kingdoms, the destination without the cross, if he would only step or bow down. Jesus was tempted, but he did not break. He didn't step to make things easier for himself or others. He knew that the only path to restoration was through congruity, staying exactly who he was in word and deed all the way to the end. When we are pressured to break our boundaries or betray our faith for the sake of peace, we can also look to the example of Paul in prison. Paul was bound, but his identity was not. He used his archive of mastery to advance the gospel even while in the squeeze. He never changed course, unfaithed, to stop his suffering. Paul explains the relationship between temptation and endurance. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, ESV. Common to man acts as a grounding reminder that whatever trial, pressure, or moral testing you are facing, it isn't unique or isolating. Others have walked through it. The limit on testing emphasizes God's faithfulness as a protective boundary, promising that the intensity of the situation will not exceed your capacity to endure. The escape refers to a mountain pass or an escape route from a defile or trap. Crucially, the verse doesn't promise that the temptation or trial will magically vanish, but rather that an exit strategy will be present so you can endure it rather than collapse. Your secure identity is your only real protection. If a path forward requires you to betray the truth, then it isn't the path. It's an ambush. Don't be deceived into thinking that breaking is healing. Health is found in God's faithful message, the quiet, firm knowledge that your home base is secure, no matter how loud temptations become. Learn more about this and other topics relevant to Christian healing and growth at ChristianConcepts.com.